If you know me, you know I love music. And also, my heart beats for really loud metal thrash music, okay? So I just found out this interesting information that is trending. Oh, geez, I didn't think I'd ever fucking say that on this show. Trending of the reunion of the metal gods themselves, the thrash giants. They sing about Satan. That is Slayer, motherfuckers. So hell has frozen over and Slayer is reuniting. And I've always wanted to see Slayer. This is my fucking chance. Okay. And yeah, it's a, I mean, to quote my friend Strombo, who's been on the show, George Strombolopoulos, Canadian's finest. I've been on his Apple show. He told me once that I should adult to Slayer. And I thought, I should have sex to Slayer? Okay, all right. You know, usually I don't really care what's playing in the background. It's just kind of like, okay, you know, you just kind of do your thing, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, Slayer are reuniting, and I thought, whoa. You know, that's a good fucking thing. I mean, you know, pull up and grab the lube and let's see what the mosh pit has to offer. Nah. But I mean, this is my chance. I finally get to see them. You know, I got to see Tool twice in a row, something I'd always wanted to do. I would have liked to have seen them. See, if I wasn't, you know, here's what was gonna happen. Originally, I was going to see Tool twice in Arizona, and then I was going to go see them in Fresno on the 12th. But see, I didn't think to book it the way I should have. I should have left on the 11th or 12th, and then I could have been, you know, flew into Fresno and seen them in Fresno and then driven home, okay? But no, it didn't work that way because I flew out on the 13th, and the Fresno show took place on the 12th, okay? I was stuck at the airport from the 12th all the way to the 13th. So it didn't happen because I would have loved to have seen them in LA. I mean, that's always been my goal. I know it's a pretty silly goal to see them like 5 times in a row, because then I would have, oh, okay, I've seen, because right now I've seen them about 7 times. You know, I went to Arizona, saw them the first night. See, I didn't intend to see them the first night. First night I flew in. And I was tired and I took an Uber to my hotel, which was kind of stupid because I thought I should have just stayed downtown. But, you know, I got all my stuff with me. So then I put on a black shirt, nice black shirt, figured I'll go hit up a bar, you know, go get something to eat because I was really hungry. I didn't eat on the plane. I barely ate before I got on the plane. I think I had a parfait. And so I was really fucking hungry. And so I take the Uber right there to Footprint Center. Something told me, my intuition, go look for a scalper. Lo and behold, I come upon a scalper. How much? $100 a ticket. Okay, give me one. Digital one. All right, this better work. I go in there, boom. I meet these people. The weed was flowing. Maynard told us to put the phones down. Okay, sir, I'll listen to you. I filmed some of it. And I will say the first night was actually better than the second night. Second night, I had floor seats. And so I had to, like, you know, stand on my tippy toes to see. But you couldn't film. And I was like, okay, you know. And it was amazing. So here we are. Now I get to see Slayer. Oh, where are they going to play? I don't fucking know. But you know, yes. The hail Satans will be flowing. So they will be totally flowing. And I'm excited about it. And yeah. Who am I gonna take? I don't fucking know. Here's the thing with the shows. You know, I go see the shows and I go see the shows. You know. So I gotta pull out my Slayer records. I mean, I do have that one, God Hates Us All, which is a really good album. And then there's, you know, South of Heaven, and then there's Raining Blood, and yeah, all this satanic iconography in their songs, and you know, So yeah, here's to Slayer reforming. Crazy ass thrash motherfuckers. You know, I mean, they're crazy. They're crazy. And it's always good to have Latinos that do thrash because, you know, I am half Mexican and, you know, it's like, where are my people doing the metal? Come on. I always wanted to be in a metal band. I always did, you know. I wanted to be the singer because I can't play any instruments. I tried. I fucking tried. You know, I've said this before. My father could play guitar, but he can't sing. He can really play guitar. And I've met musicians. I met a multi-instrumentalist, and he can play bass and drums and guitar, and he can sing. And what else can you play? Oh, yeah, you can play trumpet. So, yeah, you know, I love musicians. Musicians are amazing. But, yeah, I'd always wanted to start a band. I mean, really loud hard rock band. And just get up there. Or a punk band, either or. You know, and, yeah. But, unfortunately, I'm not. And I'm not in Slayer. And, you know, screaming, God hates us all. I love that. I love Slayer. I love the energy. And I want to give a shout-out to Strombo. Because Strombo, who's been on this show, love Slayer, and he talked about the last, I think he was at the last Slayer show. Well, now they're coming back, motherfucker. So put those horns back up. You know what I mean? So it's coming. It's coming more ways than one. Ah, it's exciting. It's exciting. And last night he talked about Cobain. He was a Slayer fan. That's what him and Dave Grohl bonded on, was their love of Slayer. Oh yeah. These two musicians. You know, I did the Apocalypse Now show. That didn't sound right. You know, you're gonna follow up an episode with you talking about Apocalypse Now, and then you're gonna talk about Kurt Cobain, and you know, I'm sure people are listening like, where are we really going to hell? Well, hell froze over, so I mean, come on, because Slayer is reunited, and it feels so good. Yeah, I love Slayer. I mean, who signed them? Wasn't it Rick Rubin? Because Rick Rubin, I think he produced the first few Slayer albums. Talk about a prolific producer. You're gonna produce Slayer, and then you're gonna produce Johnny Cash. Okay, and then you're gonna produce the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And then you're going to produce, you know, who else? More Johnny Cash. Then you're going to produce the Dixie Chicks. It's like, shit. You know, I like that. I like that he's this producer who just fucking does it all. But Slayer are his babies, you know? As I say that, I think of something silly and naughty. But you know, I can't help it. I mean, I did almost donate to a sperm bank, but well, mainly for the money. I mean, it's not a lot of money. If you want to donate your plasma. But then I started to have nightmares that someone took my sperm and made a baby with it, and it went to come find me. And why weren't you my dad? Because I'm gay, man. Look at me. You think I can raise children? I don't fucking think so. Now, if we switch that around, and I've said this before, and we'll get back to Slayer, because I know sometimes I go on these silly tangents. If someone said to me, hey, I want to have kids. Okay, cool. Would I say no? No, I wouldn't. I would say, okay, I'll support you. I don't know how we're going to do it. We're going to have to either rent a uterus or adopt, or we could grow one in a lab. I mean, if I had a partner and they said, you know, if he said to me, hey, I want to have children. Okay, I'll support you. I won't say no to that, because then it's like, okay, cool. I can roll with this. You know, you can roll with it. But then my other thing would be like, okay, who's going to party and who's going to take care of the kid? Because, you know, it's like, hey, come on. Let's get real here. Let's get real. We can't take it to a Slayer concert. I mean, we could try. You know, that would... I mean, if I did have kids, I would have taken them to concerts. you know, and it said, okay, we're going here, we're going there. I want you to watch live music. I don't want you to listen to this fucking Ice Spice shit. You know, nothing against Taylor. She won the Super Bowl for you all. Be happy. Be thankful. Bow to her. But it's Slayer, and Slayer's never going to do a halftime show. Wouldn't that be funny? That would be a very interesting, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of polar opposite world that Slayer plays a Super Bowl and, you know, the Chiefs don't win and the 49ers don't win and it's a tie. You know, I will say that when I was sitting in my hotel room, because I tried to watch the Super Bowl at a bar and I just got so bored and I was really hungry. And so I went back to my hotel, DoorDashed some Panda Express, of all things, rather than send, you know, Mexican food, which I really should have been eating. And I was watching it on my tablet because my hotel didn't have TV. And all the while I'm thinking I should have fucking bet on this game, because it was kind of obvious to me who was going to win, because I've said this many, many times. She's not dating a 49er. I hate to say that, but it's true. She's dating a Kansas City Chief. And they won last year. Of course, they're going to win again. Because one of them is dating Taylor Swift. Ratings, football. Ratings, football. Now, he didn't get on one knee and propose. And, you know, that would... Hey, I would have watched that. It's like, cool. Straight people have been doing that for billions of years. You know, the moment a gay football player does it, I'm all in. It's like, hey, finally, something I can fucking enjoy on television besides all this fucking CBS shit. You know, but hey, hell has frozen over. Slayer has reunited. Isn't that wonderful? Biden is probably gonna go to an old folks home. I don't know. I saw the video, we all saw the video, and it's like, why? Why? Now, nothing against him, and I voted for him. It's like, okay, you know, you figured, okay, you know, someone younger is going to come in and take over. No. This is where politics are really fucking stupid. That's where it's kind of like, I kind of, you know, yeah, you want the right thing, but you're never going to get the fucking right thing because hell has frozen over and Slayer has reunited. So if hell has frozen over, let me just tell you something right here. I am nor Democrat nor Republican. I'm just kind of like, fuck this. Fuck this. I was hanging out with some friends and they're like, yes, he's very liberal. And I'm thinking, no, I'm not. Because the background that I grew up in, you know, I had a conservative parent and I had a liberal parent, okay? So, you know, it's kind of like pick and choose, baby. You know, and I almost joined the military. So, I mean, but we established that in the other podcast, you know. Do I regret that? A little, yeah, now. Because, you know, but then it's like, you damned if you do, damned if you don't, you know. I'd probably be fucked up in the head. I know some of you are like, yeah, you already are. You already are. But hey, Slayer has reunited, bitches. Slayer has fucking reunited. Finally. And I love thrash. You know, Metallica used to be thrash, and then Metallica cut their fucking hair and did pop songs, you know. And did several versions of The Unforgiven. And it's like, why? Just do fucking one. I don't want to hear Unforgiven 4. I don't. You did it the first time. Fucking leave it alone. It's like the movie Friday. Why did you give us all those stupid sequels? The first one was enough. The first one was fucking enough. It's like, are we there yet? 1, 2, 3, and 4. Enough. Please. You know? You can't keep doing that. You know, but Slayer is coming back. Slayer is coming back. And I'm all for it. I have a candle lit right now, but not for Slayer. Okay? They're coming back. Hell has fucking frozen over. If there's any more good things out there, I would ask that maybe we get someone a little younger. How about someone gay in the White House, you know? Hey, I'll throw my hat out there. You know, I'm gay and I'm, you know, I want a better job. So, hey, I'll run for president. I'll run this country into something I don't think we've ever seen before. It's like, okay, free healthcare for everybody. That's really going to piss them off. Oh, and by the way, everyone gets whatever they want. That's how I would probably run this country. I would bring gay sex back to the Lincoln bedroom because it hasn't seen it since Lincoln. I would make sure that everyone is taken care of. And I would just give money to, you know, those who need it and those who deserve it. And I'm not going to give it to those who feel it's owned to them, okay? I mean, there is a particular group that I would definitely give all the money to. All the money to. Yes. Yes. I would. I need to get a new bed. It's squeaky. I would. I don't want to say. But I would. I already have in mind, if I was president, who I'd give all the money to. Because I'd say, hey, take it. Take it. I don't fucking want it. I'm just running this fucking show by the seat of my pants without underwear. So yeah. I'm happy that Slayer is reuniting and I'm running for president. So I don't know. Do I gotta like file some papers? I mean, I need a better job, so I figure, hey, I get to live in the White House, you know. Bring gay sex back to the White House, the Lincoln bedroom. Wouldn't that be great? Oh, it would be a different kind of Easter on the lawn for me. Okay, RuPaul, you do your thing. RuPaul would be my grand marshal for whatever parade they want to bring to the White House to say, okay, Ru, I trust you. You do it. Okay. All right. You take over. What platforms would I run on? Well, Slayer is back. Slayer is fucking reunited. They fucking reunited. Oh my God. That's how I would bring my platforms. My platforms would basically be this. Hey, I'm not going to take anyone's guns away. One of my best friends is a hunter. And I'm supposed to go hunting with him. You know, I'm not scared of guns. Fuck you. I almost became a fucking cop. Are you fucking kidding me? You know, I will say when I'm teaching, that kind of scares them when I walk in and they're like, oh yeah, he wanted to be a cop. And it's like, wanted to be? Oh yeah. Now, in retrospect, no, I'm not a cop. There's a reason why I can't become a cop now that I can't really talk about that happened. So those who are listening think, oh, you didn't become a cop because you got scared and you got lazy. No, no. I passed that physical exam, okay? Some people said they believed in me. Great. Thank you. I feel the love, okay? Now, I didn't pass the written before I was cut off by the magical realms of this microphone that I have attached to the iOS $100 microphone. Thank you, Jason Almy. There are many reasons why I can't be a cop that I cannot go into. One day, There is a particular person I will probably tell this all to why I couldn't be a cop. Because they kind of know the story. There's some things they don't know yet that I'll probably tell them. But, I passed the physical. I didn't pass the written. And so I could have retaken it for $65 online. That's what I was planning to do. But then something happened and, you know, so. But in retrospect, I don't know if my heart was really in it. It would have been cool. It was going to be something I was going to retire with or either die doing. But I kind of just wanted to be the gay cop. I thought that would be cool. People kind of laugh at that. Oh, you're the one with the rainbow. No, I'm not wearing the rainbow. I mean, if they figured it, it's kind of obvious, you know, what I am. But I could just imagine those perps, you know, it's like, hey, we got ourselves a gay cop here. So, officer, are you going to arrest me and take me to the bar or the club? Nah, man, I'm going to arrest you. I'm going to put you back in the back of the car. I'm going to take you downtown and we're going to book you and they're going to throw you into the slammer, okay? And whomever wants to be your best friend when you drop that soap, I'm all ears, okay? Because I ain't doing it. You know, but aren't you the gay cop? Yeah, I'm the gay cop. It's all good, man. It's all good. But no, I didn't do that. And so, no. But Slayer is reuniting. I'm going to keep fucking saying that. It's like Dorothy clicking her fucking heels three times. Slayer is reuniting. It is an amazing thing. So let's all say that together. Slayer is reuniting. They are bringing Satan back into rock. It's just amazing. Come on. Because, you know, I'm really tired of every... I saw Skillet at Aftershock. You know, they're a religious band. I was watching it with friends and I'm like, why are we watching fucking Skillet? Why are we watching Skillet? But I didn't say anything. But then, you know, I wasn't the only one when we went and saw Limp Bizkit where we were like, why are we watching Limp Bizkit? Or as he said to me, I hate them even more now. I'm with you on that one. So, you know, they weren't Korn. They weren't Tool. They weren't Rancid. They weren't Incubus. Guns N' Roses. Megadeth. Gordon Ramsay. That still gets me. It still fucking gets me. It's still fucking funny. Well, Slayer is reuniting. Hell has not frozen over because I'm still here. But it's a good thrash day. So the moment Led Zeppelin doesn't reunite, they're not going to ever. Trust me, I tried to get tickets to go to see them in London in 2007. I fucking tried. Oh, I fucking tried. Come on. I mean, I have the celebration day. You know, we've all watched it. I wanted to see them. But now I get to see Slayer. So, hail Satan. It's amazing. They're coming back. And, yeah, good night.